Chapter 8. Another Murder. Who will he murder next? I asked myself. I remembered his words. I will be with you on your wedding night.
I sat in my laboratory one evening. The moon was shining over the sea, but I did not have enough light for my work. I thought about my life and my work. My brother was murdered by my own creation. The monster murdered my brother, and now I was creating another monster. Will she be worse than her husband? I thought. Will she enjoy being cruel? Will they go away to the forests of South America? He has promised. But what will happen if the female refuses? What will he do if she does not love him? Will she hate the monster because he is ugly? Will she prefer a handsome man and leave him? What will he do then, when he is unhappy again? Or will the monster want to have children? Imagine a family of monsters! I cannot be responsible for that danger to the world. How can I create this female monster? I asked myself. It is a crazy, terrible thing to do. I cannot do it. The world will never forgive me. I was shaking with fear. I looked up. By the light of the moon, I saw the monster. He was standing by the window with a terrible smile on his face. Yes, he was following me. He was waiting in the forests, hiding in the mountains, and sleeping in fields. He was watching me. He was there for his female. I looked at him. His face was evil and cruel. I thought about my promise. I knew that I could not create another monster like him. I destroyed the body on the table. The monster saw me destroy his future happiness. With an angry scream, he disappeared from the window. I left the room and locked the door. In my bedroom, I was alone with my thoughts. I was very frightened. Many hours passed. I stayed near the window and looked out at the sea. It was a calm night. The quiet moon looked down on the water. I saw some boats, but everything was silent.